Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Mark chapter 8, verses 36 and 37. What do you benefit if you gain the whole world but lose your own soul? Is anything worth more than your soul? Our cynical, materialistic society was well summed up by Oscar Wilde as knowing the price of everything and the value of nothing. Like many one-liners, that's a bit harsh, but he was making an important point. It's very easy for our money-mad society to overlook the most important things because of its obsession with the temporary things that have a price tag. Jesus pours scorn on this way of thinking. Forget owning a really large house or becoming the exclusive owner of every property in your town. Jesus encourages you to imagine what it'd be like to own the whole world. That, he suggests, would be completely pointless if you lost your own soul, your very reason for living. Jesus is encouraging us to think about our priorities. What matters most to us? Whether we're conscious of it or not, the answer to that question will shape every day of our lives. It's an issue to which Jesus returned on many occasions. In his Sermon on the Mount, he observed how people worry about a whole range of issues. He said there was no need for his followers to expend energy on those things because God perfectly understands our needs and can provide for us perfectly. He encouraged his followers to seek first the kingdom of God. When that's our focus, everything else will fall into its proper place. Every day our society will try to tell us what our priorities should be. It may be that at work we feel a pressure to go for a promotion and to earn more money. That may be absolutely right for you, but I've known many people who, in answer to the call of God, have gone as mission partners to other parts of the world where they've earned less and faced far greater challenges than at home. It may be that you're thinking about moving home. It may be right for you to move to a nice area where you feel comfortable and secure. But I can think of a number of friends who have deliberately moved to tough areas on needy estates in order to be able to serve the Lord there. I don't know what seeking first the kingdom of God will mean for you, but it will certainly challenge the assumptions which our society tries to thrust upon us. Above all else, we need to pray, knowing that the Holy Spirit will love to lead us in God's way. So let me ask you a question. In what way will the command to seek first the kingdom of God affect your decisions today? Lord God, help us to learn more of what it means to seek first your kingdom in all that we say and think and do. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I'd love you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and some great articles, please visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope. Hope you have a great day today. God bless you.